Up, everybody. This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pod of Fame. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch. We are talking about whose Hall of Fame stock are we buying and whose Hall of Fame stock are we selling off. On today's podcast, let's start with whose stock we are buying. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gobbling up. We are taking out a second mortgage on our house to buy all the stock we possibly can in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the point guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, SGA had a hell of a season last year, and he is picked off right where he left off. He was first-team All-NBA last year. He's fifth in MVP voting, where he averaged 31 points a game, five boards, and six assists, while shooting 51% from the field, 35% from three, and 91% from the free throw line. Got to the line almost 11 times a game last year. So, you know, this was him really coming on the scene with a very young and still very young OKC team. And everyone's like, you know, is that a one-year wonder? Is this who this kid is? Is SGA now one of the top 5-10 guys in the league? And he's quickly proving and reminding everyone that, yes, he very much is. This week on Monday, he dropped 30 points, 8 boards, 6 assists on the Atlanta Hawks in a 126-117 win. And then on Wednesday, he dropped 43 points on Cleveland, shooting 68% from the field, 50% from downtown, and 92% from the line. So they won both of those games this week. You know, the Thunder are 5-3 as of today. They're currently fifth in the West, and they are definitely going to be in the playoffs, maybe even get a bye, or I'm not a bye, home court advantage in the first or maybe even second round. The Thunder look really good this year. I think they're way ahead of schedule of where I thought they would be, where, you know, they traded the farm and got all those picks. And that's kind of how Shai got here to begin with. But Chet looks great at center. Shai looks just as good as last year. All the other pieces are gelling. They have so much talent on that team. And Shai is easily kind of the alpha on that team, the best guy on that team. And that really bodes well for his Hall of Fame stock because he's only 25 years old. He's only 25 years old. And he now has, you know, an All-NBA first team under his belt already, a top five MVP finish. He is obviously the best player on a playoff team coming into this year as a 25-year-old. And it just looks like he's continuing to trend upward. It looks like he is about to put a streak together based on how he's doing so far this year, where he's making All-NBA every single year. He's going to be making the All-Star team every year. And again, this Thunder team, they're young. He's 25. He's like one of the older people on the team. The sky's the limit for this kid. Gobble up all the stock you can because it's not even that cheap anymore, but it's only going to get more and more expensive because Shai is a top 10 guy in the league. And if you think about the names that are in that top 10 with him, the Steph Currys of the world still, the Giannis's, the Jokic, Doncic, these are all guys that are either surefire Hall of Famers already or, I mean, those are all Hall of Fame. Like, I'm not questioning any of those guys. Luka Doncic already has, what, 3 All-NBA first teams? That guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame at the end of his career. Shai is not there yet, but he is trending in the right direction. Again, it looks like this year there is no slowing down from last year. As of today, he's averaging 28 points per game, 7 boards, 6 assists for the year with 2.3 steals. So he looks well on his way to, again, All-NBA, All-Star. But the real thing that we all have to be interested in is how far can he take this Thunder team? And this Thunder team is young, but already looking like, you know, a perennial playoff team. And they also still have like, what, 1 million first round picks to either swap for talent down the road, proven talent, or just keep picking up, you know, these lottery talents to throw in the mix there. It'll be very interesting to see what GM Sam Presti does down the road. Now, really quickly before I move on, I want to remind everyone, SGA got traded from the Clippers, who drafted him, to the Thunder back in 2019 as part of that Paul George trade. So for those of you who have short-term memories, let me remind you of that trade in 2019. The Clippers sent SGA, Danilo Gallinari, and 5 first-round picks for Paul George. Let me repeat. Gallinari, SGA, and 5 first-round picks. 2 of those picks have been used on Trey Mann and Jalen Williams, both excellent pieces on that team, and they still got all those first-round picks left. And all they got, all the Clippers got in return was Paul George. Now, since that trade, Paul George has played okay when he's been available, but the Clippers haven't gone too far in the playoffs. And to be honest, if you compare just him and SGA straight up, since that trade's been made, SGA obviously has made an All-NBA first team, and he's had a top five MVP finish. Since that trade, while Paul George has been on the Clippers, he has made no All-NBA first teams, and he has no top five finishes. So even if you just look at a straight up, if you know what you know now, Paul George for SGA trade straight up, if you knew this was all going to go down this way, I'm picking SGA over Paul George. You throw in Gallinari, which, you know, he's no longer there, but 5 first-round picks. This somehow, a trade that involves Paul George, who will be in the Hall of Fame, this trade is so lopsided. It's going to only look worse and worse over time, especially as SGA continues to improve. And again, build a Hall of Fame case. Now, he is super young. He's only 25. He hasn't won anything yet. And again, he's made 1 All-NBA first team and 1 All-Star team. If he retired today, SGA is not in the Hall of Fame. But all signs point to this kid building a Hall of Fame career. And last year was his breakout, but this year might be the year he makes some noise in the playoffs and all eyes get on him. So SGA, he is whose stock is hot. We are buying that stock up. Do everything you can right now to buy it up. You're going to look good down the road. All right. Now that we've taken care of who stock we are buying, let's talk about someone's stock where some red flags are going up. We're starting to sell.
Number one rule of Wall Street. Nobody. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett. Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in fucking circles.
All right. So whose stock are we selling? This one pains me. And again, because this segment's relatively new, let me explain again one more time. Just because we're selling stock does not mean we're out on this said player. Doesn't mean we don't think he can have a Hall of Fame career. Doesn't mean we think he sucks. But his stock's down. He's trending down from building a Hall of Fame career, a Hall of Fame case, even if it's just ever so slightly. And the player I'm talking about today is a player I really like, I enjoy, I think has a bright future ahead of him. He is my fantasy football quarterback, which is maybe why I'm taking even more note right now. But it's the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert. You not know how close I was to saying San Diego there. Really caught myself. But Justin Herbert. So Justin Herbert had a rough showing on Monday Night Football, 4 days ago. Now, he won the game against the Jets. I don't know if that's saying too much today, but it was not because of Justin Herbert. In that game against the Jets, which, again, let's be clear, they have a good defense. But Justin Herbert went 16 for 30 from the field. So that's 53.3% completion percentage. For 136 yards, had no passing touchdowns, and a 41.1 QBR, which was the lowest of the season. He also got sacked 5 times. Now, the Chargers improved to 4-4. They've actually won their last 2 games, but it's against the Bears and the Jets, so let's chill out. But he's 4-4 this year. But in those 8 games, he's had under a 50 QBR 4 different times. So he's hot or cold. He either puts up huge numbers, or he has kind of a rough game like he did on Monday. But the rough game on Monday causes concern. And his 4-4 record this year, again, he's on a 2-game winning streak. Congratulations. But his 4-4 record and some of his dismal play in some of these games make me think, you know, does Justin Herbert have what it takes to get to that next step to be, you know, a top 5-6 quarterback in the league? Because he's not that right now. I'd say he's a top 10 guy, but not a top 5-6 guy, which, again, if we're talking Hall of Fame, you kind of need to get in that conversation, or you got to win a bunch of Super Bowls. And at least with the Chargers, that doesn't really look great. Now, again, Justin Herbert puts up great numbers. Like this year, he has 2,206 passing yards, 13 touchdown passes, only 4 picks, and a 66.6 QBR. That's fifth in the league. Like, numbers are very solid. But again, the Chargers are 4-4. And as of right now in his career, you know, Justin Herbert's basically a 500 quarterback, right? If you look at his record for his career, he's 29-28. So he's a game over 500 right now. And he has really good stats, but he hasn't, you know, gone very far in the playoffs. He's made the playoffs once so far. And again, he's midway through his fourth year. He's early. But let's compare him to the quarterbacks that came out at the same time as him. So he was in that 2020 draft. And we look back and it's a stacked QB draft. You got Joe Burrow in that draft. You got Tua in that draft. You got Herbert, of course, himself. And you got Jalen Hurts in that draft. And if I compare all of those guys this year, Herbert is probably having the worst year. You know, he's 4-4. All the other guys are well over 500 as a quarterback. Tua is 6-3. As a starting quarterback in Miami, Joe Burrow's 5-3, and Jalen Hurts is 8-1. If you look at their passing yards, you know, Tua has more and Hurts has more than Herbert. If you look at passing touchdowns, Tua has way more than Herbert. Hurts has more than Herbert. If you look at their QB rating, Tua blows him out of the water. He's in the pack with Hurts and Burrow. And if you look at rushing, you know, Hurts is blowing them all out of the water with Herbert kind of a close second. But the record stands out. The completion percentage, Herbert's kind of near the bottom here. And if honestly, I was thinking about who would I want quarterbacking my team right now, Hurts and Burrow are over Herbert. And honestly, even though I think of a lot of it's the toys he has in Miami, I'd put two over Herbert. So I think he's fourth out of those quarterbacks in that draft class, at least this year. Now, you know, does it matter? I mean, those are good quarterbacks. Does it matter Herbert's fourth out of those? Well, you know, you can only put so many quarterbacks from a given time period in the Hall of Fame, right? You think sometimes of like those big time draft classes, like, for the NBA, you think of the 1984 draft class, right? With Barkley and MJ and Olajuwon and Stockton. Well, in football, one of those draft class you think of is that 1983 draft class where John Elway, Jim Kelly, and Dan Marino all won in the first round. Those are all Hall of Famers. Tony Eason, Ken O'Brien, also pretty decent quarterbacks, won in that first round, but again, not Hall of Famers. So that's thought of as one of the best draft classes of all time, and that had three Hall of Famers. I'm naming four guys right now. I do not think there's a world where all four of those guys get in the Hall of Fame. Honestly, I would say at most probably two of those guys get in. And if I look at their careers at this point, I think Herbert's kind of dragging behind at minimum Burrow and Hurts. You know, Joe Burrow and Hurts have already been in the Super Bowl. You know, Joe Burrow and Hurts, I mean, Joe Burrow's 29-20 for his career. Hurts is 31-12. Herbert's 29-28. Yes, it's a team sport. I get that. But quarterbacks that have 500 careers with big, you know, numbers, the Hall kind of doesn't give them a lot of credit. Yes, you can have big numbers, but you got to win, especially at the quarterback position, out of all positions. And Herbert's situation with the Chargers looks like the worst situation out of all three of these other guys, dude. Tua in Miami looks like he's in a very good situation. If he can stay healthy, you know, he's 27-16 for his career. Joe Burrow, again, has been in a Super Bowl. I think he's in a great spot in Cincy. They're looking better this year. And Hurts with the Eagles, I mean, that situation looks golden. Now, again, stats-wise, Herbert looks great. He has the most passing yards by far out of all those guys. His completion percentage looks good for his career. And he's the most touchdown passes for his career. Actually crushes everyone in touchdown passes and passing yards. So, again, statistically, he looks great. But again, if you're listening to some of the Hall of Fame conversation about some of these quarterbacks that are coming up soon, the Eli Mannings of the world, the Philip Rivers of the world, these guys have all-time passing stats. Philip Rivers, though, doesn't have playoff success. Eli Manning does have playoff success and he does have the passing numbers, but he's almost a career 500 guy. he was looked at as, you know, one of the top 10 guys in the league, but never one of the top five guys. Quarterbacks get rated really, you know, harshly. A lot's expected of them. You look at the quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame, they either, you know, were a top five quarterback for a very long time, or they have a number of Super Bowls under their belt. That's kind of the criteria. Can't really sneak in as a quarterback. Got people like Jim Plunkett. He's got two Super Bowl championships. He's not in. Eli Manning, I don't know if he's a sure thing. He's two Super Bowl MVPs and all-time passing stats. You have to have a lot. So honestly, for me to even say two of these four guys are going to get in is maybe saying a lot. Probably only one of these four guys. Maybe two. Three is a big stretch, and I don't think there's any chance there's four. If I had to rank them right now, I think Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts are kind of, you know, interchangeable in that one or two spot for me. I think Justin Herbert's three, and I think two is four just because of two is injury history. But Herbert's not looking like he's getting better this season. He looks like he's actually trending down. And again, the last two seasons, I mean, he threw 5,000 yards and 38 touchdown passes his sophomore year. He looked like, hey, this guy's the best quarterback out of the class. And last year, he had 4,700 yards, 25 touchdowns. This year, he's on a similar pace as last year. But he's only played one playoff game, which he's lost. The Chargers look like they're going to be middle of the road this year. I don't think they're making the playoffs. He's got his work cut out for him. And fairly or not, he's going to be compared to that draft class that he was in. And right now, I think he's third out of those four quarterbacks, with Tua looking really good this year. So again, am I out on Justin Herbert? No. Do I think Justin Herbert's a really good quarterback? I do. But in terms of the Hall of Fame, I'm starting to sell a little stock. I'm definitely not dumping it. I'm slowly selling it. I'm monitoring the situation, but I'm selling it. So that is Hall of Fame Market Watch for today. Again, we are buying all the SGA stock we can and selling a little Herbert stock, monitoring, selling. But that is our podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you don't already, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, where you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at Pod of Fame. If you've done all that, you have done your homework. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Take care.